you, Father. Oh, glory to God. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Father. All right, let's have our seats. Praise God. Good evening, everyone. Good to have all of us here in church again. And good to be here. I want to thank first our head pastor, Pastor Thompson, for the opportunity to be able to share with us this evening. Praise God. We're looking at a very interesting topic. When he called me and he told me I was to share today, I was like, today's Monday. He wants to share on Wednesday. It's not enough time. When he gave me the topic, I was happy because the topic that the things that I know how to do easily, even if I don't prepare much, I'll easily be able to do it. Okay, so it's the believer's approach to dreams and visions. The believer's approach to dreams and visions. The believer's approach to dreams and visions. What or how does the believer approach dreams and visions? Praise God. How does the believer approach dreams and visions? Okay. How does the believer approach dreams and visions? So first of all, we'll just dive into the word because we'll afterwards pray and minister to one another. Everyone here would definitely see a vision today in this place. Praise God. So, yes, when we're not talking about dreams and visions, what are dreams or which dreams are we talking about? Now, when we are saying dreams and visions, I'm not talking about when someone says, I have a dream that one day I would make a car that can fly. Or I have a vision. My vision is to be able to make Nigeria one of the best countries in the world. I'll be the president of Nigeria by 20. This will tell us 2020, but 2020 is very close here now. So the vision has shifted. When they say 2020, then it looks like one far future, but now it's very close. So it's not that kind of dreams and vision we're talking about. We're talking about the dreams we receive when you fall asleep. There's no way to explain dreams and visions. There's no Greek and Hebrew meaning for dreams and visions. Dreams is just when you sleep. That subconscious or that thing that plays in your mind when it's not conscious or when your mind is not conscious, it's like as though something plays in your mind while you are asleep. And that's just a dream. There's nothing to it. And then a vision is simply the supernatural insight to either know something in the past, in the present, or in the future. So a vision is just a supernatural insight to know something in the past, in the present, or in the future. Praise God. So, before we go into the believer's approach, we would see first let's just see whether is it biblical that dreams, we have dreams and visions. Is it biblical at all that we have dreams and visions? Joel 2. Start reading from verse 28. Joel 2 from verse 28. I'll try and be fast so we can finish early and demonstrate it a bit. Joel 2 from verse 28. I'm not even finding my own Joel. Okay, Joel 2, we read from verse 28 to 32. It says, are we there? Okay, let's read 28 together. says, and it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. 29, and also upon the servants and upon their handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. I'll read from 30, and I'll show wonders in heaven and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and the terrible day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered, for in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord had said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. So our emphasis is in verse 28 and 29, where it says, and it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions, and also upon your servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. Praise God. Now, I remember then while we were younger, not so young anyway, each time we read this place, we'll say that the reason why young men were to see visions because they are young, they are agile, so they'll see visions. Then old men, they sleep a lot, so they'll go and sleep and they'll dream dreams. Then maid servants, it does not follow. It's not restricted to one set of people that because somebody's old. That one is just over severe revelation. It's the same thing as when you go to 1 John chapter 2, where it says, my little children, I write unto you because your sins are forgiven. I write unto you old men because you have overcome the world. I write unto you young men because, you are strong and the world abides in you. Now, it's simply talking to the man in Christ. It's for everybody. It's not that, because they did not mention young women and matured women in that place. So does it mean that young women and mature people, their sins are not forgiven? No. So when you see things like this and it looks as though it's calling some sets of people, do not segregate it. It's for the man in Christ. Every man in Christ will be able to dream dreams, see visions, and prophesy. Now, we'll see something specific in verse 29 of this place. It says that, verse 29 says, and also upon the servants and upon their men servants in those days will I pour out my spirit. Which means, it was instructed that at the pouring out of the spirit, there will be signs that will follow it. Such as, we will see prophecy. We will see visions, and then people will have dreams. Signs will follow. Because I've spoken to some persons, especially our JW people. I will not say brothers. They are not our brothers. They are not our brothers. So. Okay. Now, I was arguing one the other day, and he was trying to prove to me that prophecies have passed. Because there's an extreme that some people can go to whereby we'll now say that, let us live dreams and visions, let's stay on the word. Some word folks even want to do that because they say, let's stay with context, live dreams and visions. Now, I'm not saying we'll teach dreams and visions, no, but we must put everything in the right perspective. And nobody is to say that there is an era where prophecies or dreams and visions stayed. There is no era like that. In fact, before Jesus Christ died, there were dreams and visions. After he died, there were still dreams and visions. There were prophecies before he died, and there are still prophecies now. Like I was saying before, we're arguing that prophecies, he said prophecies had passed. I'm not like, okay, give me Bible verse. And most of the time, those people do not really know the Bible like that. He's a first class student, he was in my department, but he does not know the Bible. I said, mention any place, I know where it is. That's how to humble them. He now said, okay, the place where the Bible says that knowledge shall pass away. I said, 1 Corinthians 13, let's go there. We now went there, and we now started reading. And we now saw that in the same place, he said, knowledge shall pass away. Prophecy shall pass away, and knowledge will pass away. I said, if prophecy has passed away, then knowledge has passed away too. He now said, okay, let him go and bring his material. That they are write up to go and read it. I'll read it again. I said, read it again. So, There have always been prophecies, and there have always been dreams and visions. In fact, if not of a dream, they would have killed Jesus Christ when he was a baby. After God manifested in the flesh, they would have just killed him. Matthew chapter 2, verse 13. Matthew chapter 2, verse 13. Matthew 2, verse 13. It says, and when they were departed, are we there? Yes, okay, and when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word for a herald will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother at night and departed into Egypt. So, God had to send an angel to appear to Joseph in the dream to take Jesus Christ and run away. If Joseph had not discarded the dream and said dreams are past, they would have killed Jesus Christ for no reason. So, for the believer, God can speak to us through dreams and visions. God can speak to a believer through dreams and visions. For dreams and visions, and we'll talk about that very, very detailed later on. Would we agree? Okay, I'm thinking of whether to say it or not. Now, would we agree that an unsaved man too can receive dreams and visions? Yes. Yes. Paul saw a vision, Abi. Cornelius saw a vision. We'll go to Acts chapter 10. We'll stay there when we're dealing with vision. And saw a vision. Even Pharaoh had a dream. Yes. So even the unsaved, God can use dreams to talk to them. For the unsaved man. But when it comes to vision, now it's easier for God to use dreams to talk to the unsaved man. But when it comes to vision, if you follow a pattern, you will see that even if the person is unsaved, the person will still have a knowledge of God. I use unsaved, not unbeliever. They are different. The person will have a knowledge of God, because if we look at Paul and Cornelius, Paul was already, he felt he was doing the work of God. When he was persecuting Christians, he was a Pharisee. He knew the law. He was very much studied. He knew about God. Also, Cornelius was a devout man. He kept on giving alms and all and on and on. He was even praying where he saw the vision. But he was not yet saved. Do you understand the difference? Okay. When we go detailed, I would explore that. Now, we'll talk about dreams and the issues we have with dreams a bit. Dreams have been, so how do I put it now? For the believer, the issues, or generally in Nigeria, I think it's a Nigerian problem. We have had issues with dreams. We have had issues with the interpretation of dreams. Please mind my use of words. With the interpretation of dreams, we have had, I don't have any other word to use for it. Issues with interpreting our dreams, because home video have spoiled us. It has destroyed the body of Christ when it comes to that thing. And it's very serious. I'm particularly very angry about it. Because for the average Christian, you will notice that each time we talk about the supernatural, the average Christian, in his mind, subconsciously, does not know, accords more supernatural to the devil than to God because of African magic. Now, let me give us a typical example. If you ask a Christian, even here, that can a native doctor disappear, we'll tell you yes. They won't tell you that some strong ones can pass through walls. But if I ask now that, can you disappear? You will laugh. You say no. That is not possible. Why? Those funny people, I wanted to use one very bad word, thank God, have showed us that the devil has more power than God. So each time we think about the supernatural, we are always thinking about the devil. Thank God Philip disappeared. So at least we will not say that there's no, in fact, if you study the life of Elijah, you will notice it was normal. When God finally took Elijah, when he left Elisha, they were looking for Elijah, and they were saying that, let us go and check in the other mountains, because it was his custom whereby they will see him in this mountain. All of a sudden, God had taken him to another mountain. It was normal for Elijah to disappear. So, they were used to seeing believers doing the supernatural. But now, if we think of the supernatural, it's always the devil. People believe that that there are some set of people that can draw rain. Now, those people, they know how to draw rain or they stop rain. But we cannot stop rain. We cannot draw rain or stop rain. And it's very pathetic. In fact, I feel stopping rain should be child's play for the believer. Not I feel, it is child's play. On Monday, here, rain wanted to fall. I was at work, I was on ninth, my last ninth. So I saw the rain. I knew I was going to go out. And if I want to go out and the rain falls, it will disturb me. It was very simple. I just came outside from the office, went to the back there, spoke to it. And now, it was me. Spoke to it, and then it went away. It's not possible. See, I stopped praying for, let's say it more humbly. We stopped praying as joke. I remember the day I stopped praying because I could not go outside to pack my clothes. It's very simple. The rain wanted to fall. I was lying down like this. And then I heard the sound. I said, I command the clouds to be clear. Let the sun come back to the sky now and slept back. It's simple. There is no way. See, there's no time I've tried to stop praying that it did not stop. It's not possible. When Elijah, that does not have the Holy Ghost inside of him, stop praying for 3.5 years, me with the fullness of God's power. Ha. It's a small thing. See, I was looking at something. You know this idea where we feel, I will soon go back to the topic, I'm debating, where we feel that many people, even many Christians, feel that God is slow and the devil is very fast. It's one video that caused it. Because you will see a movie that the native doctor will use a charm against a pastor immediately to work. The pastor will start behaving foolish. But when it comes to time when they want to deliver a demon, they'll say, let them declare 3 days dry. To deliver a demon, they'll declare 3 days dry and they'll start praying and singing. How do you want to deliver a demon and you're singing to the demon? Are you entertaining the demon? I don't understand. Which chorus do you want to sing? So the demon should be dancing. Demon that you cast out once should be singing for the demon. They are charging. So it's all of those things, it makes the believer dull. Because we give so much, it now seems like so much power is with the devil, and then the Christians don't have power. If it's God now, it will be slower, though the person will pray and pray and pray for years before it will finally happen. But once it's the devil, once. Anyway, okay, let me give it something that relates to the message. Where have we seen, or where is the first place we knew that if they beat you in the dream, it will happen in your physical body? Experience. You had the experience. Okay, who has had that experience here? So how do we know? We must have seen it somewhere or believe the report. Deliverance churches. Where did they get it from? It means that there are various things that we are feeding our minds with. Because find out people that they beat them in dream. It's good. They should be beating them. Because they first of all believed one movie that they watched. That movie will put fear in their hearts. That will give an inroad to the devil to be able to attack. That's what happens. Because the believer, the devil only has power against the believer to the degree of ignorance and fear that the person exhibits. So long as you are afraid and you are ignorant concerning a particular thing, you will see the oppression of the devil in that area. That's what is happening to many. Because of fear and ignorance. No Bible verse, but we just believe it. No Bible verse. The one that annoys me the most, is Marine Kingdom. That one, I'm very angry with that one. It looks as if it's logical. But let's think now. Let me paint a picture in our minds. Imagine the Marine Kingdom. What you will see is a women tying this thing, I'll be white, or some of them fish, I'll be long hair, coily fingers. Where did we see it? Where did we see it now? Home video. Home. All the ideas we have concerning the marine kingdom is from an home video. Explain. See, tell somebody that Queen of the Coast, chapter 1, verse what? Which chapter? Which chapter? Zedekus 4, verse 7. Abi, which chapter in the Bible? Go just see one fair lady in the church that is, that dresses very well and see that she's they brought her from the to come, yes, and it's brilliant that they brought her to come and seduce the pastor. But where do we get those ideas from? It's because of those nonsense movies you are watching. See, we must take. I was very happy to know that when I heard pastor does not allow Wi-Fi magic in his house. It's good that if your children can grow up and then they are not dulled by the things that African magic show, they will be more supernatural. They will be more supernatural. And I will do that too. I prefer they should watch cartoons because cartoons will show you that you can do the impossible. Than for the person to be watching all of those funny things. Really, but we are not to give any place to the devil. Because once you give place to the devil, he will begin to show himself. And we cannot be afraid of the devil. We can never allow those things. So we must debunk all of those ideas that we have ever had. All of those concepts whereby it looks like the devil has power. The devil does not have any power. Psalm 62 verse 11 says, it says that God has spoken once, twice have I heard that power belongs to God. I like to say it like that, so that the power will shake in our ear. See, power is with God. I want to say Agbara, but no, let's be very spiritual. Luke chapter 10. Power is with God. Power is not with the devil. The day I understood that thing, I shared the testimony here one time when I was sleeping, and then I heard a very sharp sound like a bird cry by my window. I was sleeping, my bed is very close to the window. Cry by the window, that was some years ago, that was 2015 or so. Cry, not many years ago, sorry. Cry by the window, and then all of a sudden I felt something wanting to come towards me. Only one thing I said, if I catch you, that's all I said. Immediately, it left. You do not see. Once you begin to pamper the devil, that's when he will be forming like there's something. Ignore him. There's no. He's very relevant in the matter. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. It says, behold, Luke 10, verse 19. Let's read together. One, two, go. Behold, I have given you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, this thing is interesting. When it says that, he has given us power to trample over serpents and scorpions, over all of the power of the enemy, and nothing that shall by any means hurt you. A power that cannot hurt you, is that one power? Until you believe that the power can hurt you, that's when you see. The power of the devil cannot hurt you. Why? Christ has destroyed him. Colossians 2. Colossians 2 verse... Where is it? Let's go. Colossians 2. Yes, 15. Colossians 2 verse 15, it says, now having spoiled principalities and powers and made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. So, Christ has spoiled principalities and powers. He has disarmed, that was another word for spoiled, he has disarmed, he has made useless, he has paralyzed principalities and powers and made an open show of them. So, we have nothing to be afraid, like Pastor Lisa usually uses. If you want to fight with somebody that is paralyzed, who is at advantage? How do you fight the paralytic? Somebody that's already been beaten and then destroyed, his bones have been broken. Is that a fight? It's not a fight. That's why the Bible now tells us that we should stand against the wiles of the devil. Because the only thing he now has is wiles, his tricks. We are not fighting against him. We are taking a stand. That's what Ephesians 6 was saying. We take a stand against the powers of the devil. So when we see anything in our dreams, our first response is not to be afraid. Praise God. So let's go back to where we're reading. Joel chapter 2. Okay. Says, Joel 2:28. It says, and it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions, and upon the servants and upon the maids, in those days will I pour out my spirit. Now, where was it fulfilled? Acts chapter 2. Start from verse 14. Acts chapter 2 was on the day of Pentecost, after the Holy Ghost had come upon them. Then they began speaking in other tongues and prophesying. So while they were speaking in other tongues and prophesying, the people around them, when they were hearing them, were now saying that, are these people drunk? We are hearing them as though they were misbehaving. So Peter stood up and said unto them, verse 14, Acts 2:14. He says, but Peter standing up with the 11 lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by prophet Joel. 17, and it shall come to pass in the last days, said God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And your maidservants and your handmaids I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Praise God. So, one thing to note in this place is that in the fulfillment of Joel's prophecy, the first sign that you will see is that they spoke in other tongues. It's key, because when you study the pattern, you will notice primarily most persons, when they see visions, is in the place of prayer. Remember, when Joel was prophesying, Joel 2, he said that when the Spirit of God is poured, that they will prophesy, they would see dreams, or they would dream dreams, and then they will see visions. Abi? Which means there is something that connects tongues to prophecy, dreams, and visions. See the way I said dreams? We'll get there. There's something that praying in the Holy Ghost connects. There's a way it connects it. Okay, let's see Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10. We'll see from verse 9. Acts 10 from verse 9. We'll come back here again, but we'll just run through it briefly. Acts 10 from verse 9 says, on the morrow, are we there? Okay. It says, on the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew nigh unto the city, Peter went upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. Verse 10, and he became very hungry and would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance. Now, you see it's trance or vision. If you read down again, you see that it was a vision. Verse 19. While Peter thought on the vision. So, trance and vision are almost the same thing, or they are basically the same thing. So, while he was praying, you see that he will fall into a vision. Why is that so? Because tongues is the greatest gift the believer has. Tongues is the greatest gift the believer has. I don't know that in that camp, Reverend Williams of Gilbert that said this, ministry is supernatural. Why? Because with tongues, you can activate all the other giftings of the Spirit. I will deviate small, but you see something. 1 Corinthians 14. If you have my sword, please use it. 1 Corinthians 14. It was in that meeting, I first saw this. Very interesting thing. Yeah. Okay. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 5. It says, I would that ye all speak with tongues, but rather that ye prophesied. For greater is he that prophesied than he that speaketh with tongues, except he interprets, that the church may receive edifying. Now, if you read this the way it is, it looks as though Paul was saying that I'd prefer that instead of speaking in tongues, you should prophesy. Because greater is he that prophesies than he that speaks in tongues. Abi? So, we will not carefully observe some words that was used. Because what makes it really funny is, this is a way, it's not even on my note, but it will help somebody. It says, verse 5, I would that ye all speak with tongues. It now says, but rather that ye prophesied. Okay. So, if you have the Greek and Hebrew Bible, check but. We'll just look at some few words. We're not interested in just the meanings. You see but, you see moreover. Abi? So there's moreover in but. Good. Check rather. That's the one that spotted the most. I don't know why they chose rather. You will see more to a greater degree. More willingly, more readily. Why didn't I pick rather? Remember, it's men that translated the Bible, Abi. They translated it. Good. So, we have seen to a greater degree in place of rather. We saw moreover in the place of but. Then, you see that. Check that. You see in order that or so that. Abi? Go back again. Let's read it. I would that ye all speak with tongues. Moreover, more readily, so that ye prophesy. Because as you speak with tongues, if you keep speaking, you will prophesy. Do you understand? That's what it actually said. It's the translators that just translated it wrongly or poorly. It was that keep speaking with tongues. Once you speak, keep continue speaking in tongues, you will prophesy. Because tongues and interpretation is what? Prophecy. So I was not saying that we should not speak with tongues, but speak in tongues more. Praise God. So let's go back. Now, you will notice, even anybody that has had a divinely granted appearance, will always tell you that it was in the place of prayer that they saw, maybe they saw an appearance of Jesus or an angel or anything. It's always in the place of prayer. So most of the times, while we are praying, it's very easy to see visions. We have also John, Revelations 1, verse 10. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Remember we said when we did prayers that being in the Spirit means to speak in tongues. Abi? 1 Corinthians 14, verse 2. It says that he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh mysteries. Sorry, let's go there. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 2. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men but unto God, for no man understandeth him, howbeit in the Spirit speaketh mysteries. You don't see in verse 14 and 15 where it says that I'll pray in the Spirit and I'll pray in my understanding. So praying in the Spirit is speaking in tongues. Abi now. So John was in the Spirit when he had the revelation to write the book of Revelations. Good. So, dreams. Now, the reason why I was having some ish for dreams is because most of the time for God to have to give us dreams is that you are not praying during the day. Because if you are praying during the day, God will not need to wait for when you are asleep for you to receive information via dreams. Now, the believer does not rely on dreams for God to speak to him. Yes, God speaks to us through dreams, but do not rely on it because it is dangerous. It's when you are asleep before you see dream. It means you have been carnal all day, you have not been hearing the voice of God. That's why God had to bypass your mind and speak to you through a dream. Do you understand? Because dream is, your mind is not active, so it's not coming. Do you understand? So, we will notice that for dreams and visions, they are always angelic in their administration. Dreams and visions are always angelic in its administration. That is why they need interpretation, because the next one we're going to now is how to interpret dreams and visions. They're always angelic in his administration. Why? God does not speak in types and shadows. Hebrews chapter 1 from verse 1 and 2. It said, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake unto the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us in his Son, who is the head of all things, Abi, and all and all. Now, verse 1 was saying that God at sundry times and diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets. Sundry times and diverse manners means at different times and different portions or different parts. God was speaking to the fathers by the prophets. Now, God does not speak in portions and parts. God always speaks plainly. That's how to differentiate. If we're doing a study on how to differentiate between when God is speaking and an angel, you see it very clearly. God does not speak. If God speaks, it is very clear. There's no ambiguity, there's no vagueness when God speaks. But most of the time, when dreams and visions come, they will always require interpretations. So, they are always angelic in their administration. Check all true. Okay, we did Matthew chapter 2. Matthew chapter 1. I think it's Matthew 1. It should be 20. Matthew 1, 20. When after Mary had received or have conceived by the Holy Ghost. Okay, I'll be faster. After Mary have conceived by the Holy Ghost, and then Joseph was about to put her away. Verse 20, he says, but while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream. Chapter 2, where we read before. Okay, we can look at verse 12. The wise men, after they brought gifts to Jesus. Verse 12, it says, and being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country. Now, it looks like it was just God. Verse 13, and when they had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph. So, you notice that when it comes to dreams, angels are always involved. And when angels bring information, it's not as clear. When we talk about visions, you would see it clearly. We are going to visions very soon. So we must learn how to interpret it very well. Ensure for the believer that when you have a dream, make sure your interpretation does not go against our redemptive rights in Christ. Don't give a negative interpretation to your dreams. Or go and buy that dream book they used to sell, and then be using it to interpret your dream. That is the start of failure. When we now use dream book, and most of those dream books, how did they get the interpretation? They were interviewing demons that they were trying to cast away. Demons now say, what are you doing? And I say, I'm in her. What are you doing her? I'm possessing her. You are supposed to cast the demon out. You are interviewing the person. And then they will be writing what the demon is saying. I've seen it now. If you watch many of those channels, you'll see it. They'll be writing what the demon is saying. After the demon has said so many things, they'll use what the demon has said to write a book on the interpretation of dreams and visions or dreams. So, a lying spirit will be telling you how to interpret dreams. They have their father, the devil, now. They've been lying from the beginning. Only lies can come out of the mouth of a demon. A demon cannot tell you the truth. Do you understand? So, we do not use dream books. We must ensure that we pass through all of our dreams through the word and through Christ. It must pass through Christ for us to give it a clear interpretation. If not, you will just put yourself into fear. Me personally, I tell persons that if I wake up from a scary dream, I only have three responses. If it's at night, I either laugh, sleep back. If it's during the day, I'll go and watch a film. Just go and watch a movie. Why? Your first response from waking up from a dream should not be fear and panic and start to pray. Because that prayer will be out of fear. No faith will come with the prayer. You'll just be You just multiply it. So when you have any dream that looks as though it's a bit scary, just sleep or laugh. After that, now give it interpretation. Because if as at that point you try to give it interpretation, you give it a wrong one, very wrong one. Like I shared before here, that there was a day my sister called me that she saw that she was betting somewhere. And then I now came. I said, okay, she was betting that. Okay, let me bet. So I now went and I was betting. That which kind of dream is that one? That everybody was outside. She was one, the only one that went to bet. Then me, I was now betting too. That which kind of dream is that one? She called me then. I think that time I was in Benin. So I laughed the first time I heard. I just paused the beat. And I told her, I said, it's simple. It means that when I come, both of us will pray in the Holy Ghost. Because the Spirit is always used as water. Water and the Spirit are together. I be now. Anytime that we'll be washed with water, the regeneration by the Spirit. I be washing of water by the regeneration of the Spirit. We are born of water and the Spirit, or water that is the Spirit. Water is the Spirit. So if you are betting, it's that you want to pray in the Holy Ghost. When I came, we prayed in the Holy Ghost. Enjoyed ourselves. Very simple. Interpretation of dream. Or some persons do dream, and then maybe you see that maybe that they tied one goat. You now wake up and say, hey, they've tied me. Are you a goat? Are you a goat? How can you see in your dream that they tied a goat? And then you say, if you see a goat in your dream, just say that the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of your world. Why must we take it to the negative? That there's something wrong. There must not be something wrong. Even eating in the dreams, it's the same movies that told us that they can initiate people by eating in a dream. But the devil does not give anybody food. In Acts chapter 10, you see that the angel told Peter, kill and eat. And that was a trance. You see the same thing happened to Elijah. An angel brought food for him to eat. Woke him up from sleep and said, eat, the journey is far. I've been now, Psalm 24, I prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. It's always God that's giving food. The devil is too poor to give food. The devil cannot give us food. If I see food in my dream, I will eat it well. Wake up, go and look for it again and eat it. How can one useless, powerless person, you'll be afraid of a witch that you should go and deliver? Get the person saved and then get the person filled. Why should you be afraid of, or some persons when they say that they are stoning me in the dream. They are stoning me in the dream. Ah, Pastor, what does it mean? The Bible says we are lively stones. Abina, Christ is the rock, Abi. He's the rock. Don't always take it to the negative. Don't take it to the negative. Why must it be negative? Or it could be that maybe the stone matters in the Bible. It might just be that maybe some persecutions are coming around you for the sake of the gospel. Simple. It's not that you'll not be looking for one person in the village that is doing something. Now start to trace it. That let's go and trace our ancestral line. I don't know that one. Blessed are the feet of those that bring the gospel. Everything. You say that they are digging a pit for me. They are digging a pit for me in the village. I dreamt that I saw them, they're digging a pit. Haman dug pit for Mordecai. Haman entered it. When you see that kind of dream, just be rejoicing because it shows that you have won the victory already. Just rejoice. Haman will enter into the pit. It has nothing to do with you. So we must interpret our dreams correctly. Don't allow fear to take you and then you just see one thing and then you want to say, some of you see that they are flying. We will mount on eagle's wings. You are the one that should be flying. Ezekiel flew now when he saw himself in a vision. If we had seen that Ezekiel vision, we would have bound it. When he said that, I saw myself between the heavens and the earth, Abi, and then the Spirit of God began to carry me. That's that, hey, you don't give me cheese things, don't you chop. You are not a witch. You are the one that can fly. We don't believe now, the way the home came. Praise God. Okay, now, for visions, Acts chapter 10. We'll just look at something, and I'll explain. Okay. We'll soon be done, and then we'll just share with one another, and we'll close. Acts chapter 10. We'll start from verse... Okay, we can start from verse 9 again. It will be a long read. So, I'll be very fast. Just to explain everything. Because this is a very detailed example of a vision. It says, on the morrow, verse 9, as they went on their journey and drew nigh unto the city, Peter went upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. And he became very hungry and would have eaten. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance and saw heaven opened, and a certain vessel descending unto him, as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners, and let down to the earth, wherein were all manners of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him, Rise, Peter, kill and eat. So we can get instructions to kill and eat. Eat when you sit in the dream. But Peter said, Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. He was still carnal. Verse 15. And the voice spake unto him again the second time. What God had cleansed, thou call not thou common. Now you see that it was an angel. Whenever angels speak, it's always in the reported speech. What God called clean. If it's God that's speaking, say what I call clean. Then verse 16, it says, This was done thrice, and the vessel was received up again into heaven. Now, while Peter doubted in himself, you see, it was a vision, it was not clear. He was still trying to understand, to get the interpretation of the vision. While Peter doubted in himself what this vision, which he had seen, should mean, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house, and stood before the gate, and called and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, was lodged there. Verse 19, while Peter thought on the vision, take note, the Spirit said unto him, Behold, three men seek thee. Arise therefore, and get thee down, and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. See the difference between the Spirit and the vision. You see that what the Spirit said was clarity to what the vision was trying to imply. Now, let's go to verse 28. Verse 28 says, you see that it was what the Spirit of God was saying was the interpretation of his vision. Verse 28 says, And he said unto them, Ye know that it is unlawful, it's an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or come unto one of another nation. But God had shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean. It was because of what the Spirit of God had said that he now understood that God was not speaking about the animals, but was speaking about a man. Discriminating between a man. Verse 30. And Cornelius said, verse 34. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. So, simply what the angel was taught to bring. If you do a study on leadings and perception, on Anka, of course, you will see all of these things explained in details. That for angels, because angels cannot communicate beyond their level of understanding, anytime they are told to bring any information, they'll communicate it in the level of their understanding. Angels are not as intelligent as man. They only excel in strength. So they always bring it in symbols. That's why the Old Testament was the way it was. That's why Revelations is funny, because it was angelic in its manifestation or in its delivery. They always bring it in forms of what God told the angel to say was that the Gentiles can receive the gospel. Peter do not discriminate between anybody. What he brought was four-footed beast. So, Whenever visions come, remember, they are always angelic in administration. Check it all through. Angels are always the ones that are bringing it. God sends the angels to bring it. Yes, it's God, but they will bring it. So we'll have to learn how to interpret it. How they interpret it? By what the Spirit said, and then his perception. Now, primarily, how we interpret visions is by the word. How we interpret anything is by the word. But the believer must listen to the inward witness also. Abi, we listen to the inward witness. What the inward witness is saying as at that time, because he was trying to understand it. And then in his spirit he heard. Remember, when the Spirit of God is speaking, it's not from our outside ear, we hear it in our spirit. The Spirit of God is inside of us. So the answer we'll hear will be from inside, will not come from outside. If you hear from outside, you want to die so because you are too deaf that you are not hearing it when he's saying it in your spirit. That you not take an angel to come and shout it in your ear. Okay. So, you hear it in your spirit. And then, our perception. We do not take for granted our nudges as believers. The things you feel, you perceive. Things you feel and you perceive. You will not take it for granted because we are spiritual beings. Everything around us can be used to tell us something. When we start practicalizing it, I will soon close. Once I close the Bible, you know now, we want to start to explain. So, I'm not doing context again. So, we'll start to explain it. When you want to see something, you must learn how to listen to your spirit and then feel your nudges. For example, if I want to see a vision for somebody, and then maybe I'm praying for him, I hold his hand, I want to see a vision. Now, remember, visions, more like the one Peter had, was an open vision. We can have closed visions, there are different kinds of visions. Let me just explain simply. That one, whereby it looks as though you are completely not in control of it. No, I'm trying to see something. You are not in control of it. Like, you are taking away. It's an open vision. For closed visions, it's like flashes. It will just come, whereby maybe you are praying for somebody concerning something, and then you just see a picture for the person. You just see a story or something. It's a vision. Just that it's, because it's not very long, it does not mean it's not a serious vision. Uh-huh. Sometimes you come in pictures and flashes. Some other times, for a lady, you are praying for, you know one thing, husband, which to choose. Sorry, I'm always trying to. Now, and then, maybe you are praying between two men. You now see, while you're praying for one, as you're praying, a story flashed in your mind concerning maybe a couple too, that after a while in their marriage, they had problems. The man was maybe abusive to her and later died early. While we are praying, anytime you think about that man, that's what flashes to your mind. Then, when you are praying concerning the second one, you now see him just smiling and playing with children. It is vision. You must learn how to interpret it. It looks like it's funny, but that's how it works many times. That's how it works. You just see a flash. As I held your hand, I saw you walking up and down. Uh-huh. I saw you walking up and down. Because I was talking, I was not concentrating enough to interpret it or pray in tongues to see more. But I don't need to pray in tongues, Sean. Now, okay. I saw you carrying a big Bible. I'll just sit and explain. So you're carrying a very big Bible and you're walking towards somewhere, like you want to start a walk, as in it has been laid upon your heart to start to do something, a teaching meeting and something to start a walk. Uh-huh. Then it would make you to walk up and down and all and all and all like that. Uh-huh. I don't speak in tongues, but when we're doing it, we'll speak in tongues, please, because I've been taught how to do this one. Uh-huh. You know, we'll be too short, taught the small one, taught the advanced one. Uh-huh. So it's simple like that. You will just sit in a flash and then you would interpret it for the person. You don't need to tell the person the first part. You can just tell the person the second part automatically. Uh-huh. Sometimes, I feel like telling the person the first part, anyhow you want to do it. So, we must ensure that our interpretation passes through the word of God. Don't see something for somebody Because we are about to minister to one another now. We will not see something for somebody and then now start, now give it another meaning or say something that will put fear into the person. In fact, even when you see something negative, when you see something negative, ensure that you bring out the positive thing in it. For example, I was praying for a brother, and then I saw that that guy that works with you, Afair, and I saw that his sister was, like, things were not very okay with her, and it was like there was a wind being blown. You know when, and death, it was like a wild wind was blowing, and death was being raised up. And his sister was in the midst. She was, I didn't know it was a sister anyway, I just say I saw a lady. She was in pain and all of that. So I asked him, you will not tell him that one, because you will not tell him that I'm just seeing like evil is coming. No. Is there anything, do you have a lady or anybody you are close to, a sister or an aunt? Then, is there anything wrong with her? Is she okay? The person will now give you feedback. Then you can now tell the person that the Lord is trying to bring down that wind. All of those evil things about, or the things, the pain, the sickness, are about to be averted. And then you pray with the person and minister to the person. Do you understand? So even if it's a negative picture, we must ensure that we bring it back to Christ and then edify the person. For visions and dreams, aside the ones that are personal, like divine granting appearances where you see an angel or you see Jesus and all of that, and then they minister to you. Aside those ones, when you want to see for people, you would interpret it properly. Praise God. So, we will do that now. So, one thing we need to know is that the Spirit of God is inside of us, and then we can see. We can see. Many of us have seen visions plenty times. We have had all of this. So long as you are saved, God has always been trying to speak to you through different means. Even Holy Ghost flashbacks. Many of us know when you see something and you are like, I've seen this thing before. That's Holy Ghost flashback. You, the believer is constantly very, very, what's the word? Our eyes are constantly open. Just that because of teachings and so many things, we might not know that those are experiences. Like, for a believer, how we know that God really speaks to us? There's no time you will lose something. And after you lose it, you will not say that, and I felt somehow that I should have dropped it at home. Or maybe I should have stayed somewhere else. Or passed another road. The believer will always know. Because our senses are always heightened. God's always trying to tell us something. Always trying to tell us something. But we are not very open to it. So today, we'll be open to it. And then we would share and bless one another. Praise God. So let's rise up. Let's rise up. Would hold ourselves. Workers would hold non-workers. It's two. Please choose yourself well. Choose new members. Ratulu. No, please. Ratulu, please. Meet him, sir. Ratulu, please meet him. No, the him in the red. Him in red. Pastor's wife, who she meet? People are afraid to meet. Peace, meet him. Pastor Ezekiel. So you should go and meet somebody now. You should not, there's always not supposed to meet you. But look here, meet him, sir. Brother Andrew. Okay. Everybody, if there's anybody that does not have, person will meet me. Pastor's wife. Okay. No. You should edify somebody, please. There are people now. Okay, now, this is how we do it. This is how we do it. Okay, yes, Sister Christy, meet Sister Tolu. Tola. Sorry. Yes, would pray in the Holy Ghost, as you hold the person's hand and pray in the Holy Ghost, remember, contact increases your insight to see. Don't worry, before I came, I've already prayed. All of us, angels is by standing beside everybody. Uh-huh. So, as you pray, just watch, see. I don't want us to hear, I want us to see. You will see pictures. Now, you might see one picture. Keep praying, you'll see another picture. If you don't understand, as you're praying in the Spirit, listen to your Spirit, what connects them? Be able to ask the Holy Ghost, like, Holy Ghost, what's the connection between these two pictures? They will definitely connect. You might see more than a picture. You might see it will just be flowing. But even if it's one picture, you can even get the interpretation of that one picture and then use it to bless the person. Use it to bless the person. Use it to bless the person. So pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray loud. Let's pray. Let's pray out. Pray out. Ledo kosh on the vanda branda bala de kan de vede bregade vada baba baka de vede bregade inta kata fata prakata shade vede bregade vede bragada baba ba lenko ton de vende brenda banamandas eko toko te shekete vede bregade vede bregade vada bragada jekoto go de vede. Let us be very deliberate with what we are doing. Keep praying. We must be very deliberate. We must be very deliberate. You must want to see. You must want to see. And do not look down on the person that you are holding. Every person here is filled with the Holy Ghost. Every person here is Spirit-filled. Every person here has the ability to see and to impact in us. Everybody here has the ability to see and impact. That word will bless us today. That word will bless us today. Ente ko shote ta rede goda voda bronga dana nambandes ifata bagada shada vada bragade eleke gagada shada vede bragada retokonde ekete gede vede bragade bede reto da shonde vele bede ifata pata pata kata reko gekete shagede rida bagada shada vada bragade bede. Le koto koto shede vede brada bala bababa mando sote ilatakato jose dede reteton de kanamandas endeke shotofo de bragade istete tota kandam branda bala nondes le dede gede vede bregede dede shokote vede bregadia takata banamanda rededede reto ponkoti shakata vada bragade vede ilabagada shada vada bragada bada bababa rededede Ila koto koto shende vede brede bede bede Iga bagada shada vada bregede vede bede begede Rete de 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 Inte te koto koto Jote seketi atapa Rada da da nande Ile tene vende banamanda Ele vede bede bede Rede de ko jote vede brede de Ente te koto shokonde valamanda balades Zito ko shete vede bregede Rata pala baba baba bakande vele bregede. If you see it, share with the person. If you see it, share with the person. If you see it, share with the person. If you want the image to be clearer, pray in tongues more. The image will get clearer. If you want the interpretation to be clearer, pray in tongues more. But ensure that your spirit is open to see. Remember, you will see it in your spirit. You will see it in your spirit. You will see it in your spirit. And it is correct. It is correct. You will see it in your spirit. Those flashes that are coming to your minds already, they are correct. They are not too small. Start saying it. You will get more interpretation. Start sharing those flashes. Start sharing those flashes and more interpretations will come. Start sharing those flashes. More interpretations will come. Start sharing those flashes. More interpretations will come. Start sharing those flashes. More interpretations will come. More interpretations will come. If you have not seen it clear, you can pray in tongues again. Can pray in tongues again. You will see it clear. You see it clear. Bego to shokonde vana manda balades. Our eyes are open. Legodo shode vede bregade. Rada bagada debede begade shede vede. Angels are making it clear. Clearer, clearer, clearer. And the bagada, the spirit of seeing and knowing is upon every one of us. Liko toko te shede vede bregade. Lemono konde. Ifata bagada shede vede bregade. Visions come easy for us. visions come easy for us. Zeta bekotogode redegede jada vada bragada rentote yata jede kata fada bragade vede bragada bada. All over this place, ekoto shonemandas. All over this place, we receive visions. We receive supernatural insights. Elegede gede vede bragade. Our eyes are clearer. Ikon devana mandas. Itete shota redo goko vente pala nande vele ziko. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Shaga de vede bregade, vinta pala banda brandas. Intoko, we can see more, we can see more, we can see more. Want to see more again? Pray again, you see again. Leta shata fande vene brandes. Reko pokote shede vede brada baba baba baba. We see, we see, we see. After you have spoken to the person, ensure that the person speaks back to you. The person must have seen something. It's not just we sharing. You tell the person what you have seen, and then the person will share back to you. The person will share with you also. Lego tigada vada bragada mende kiata bada bagade vede begade rego boko de shade vede begade vede bada baba ba rego begade 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 ege vede begade shade vede bada baba 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 rata pagada shade vada bada bagade vede begade ega bagada bagade begade piku shode vede begade ma peko shonde vala branda sada begade. Eka paka shada vada bagada bagada bagada. Baka shogo de vede bagada. Eka paka shada vede brada bala dokos. Ende vede bagada shada vede bagada bagada. Eko poko shudi vede bagada. Praise God. Praise God. So, please, is there anybody that has not shared anything with anybody? Is anyone? Okay, he has not shared with you. You have not shared with him. Okay, he has shared with you. Okay. Any other person? Okay. You have not shared or he has not shared? Okay, he has not shared with you. Okay, she. So, okay, you also. All right. Because everybody must share today. So, must. Okay, we'll close and then we'll do our own. Close and we'll do our own. And we must share. Or, is this the time? Okay, still have 5 minutes. All right. Those that know, no. Some places I don't want to come on. Okay, we'll do it after we close. Everybody will share. Everybody will definitely share when we close and we'll settle down and do it. Praise God. Okay, so I'll just say what I saw for General House and we'll call Pastor. She saw something too. She'll share it and then we'll just close. And what I saw, she shared what she saw with me and it was very similar. It was just like a cloud and then of rain and it was falling upon us. It was her own interpretation that now we made my own clearer. Ma, please.
Praise God. It's actually quite simple. It's more like a fountain or an oasis or like a volcano that was just bubbling from within. And with time, it was definitely going to release whatever it was bubbling and come out. But we must not focus on the pouring out because the more momentum it builds from within, the more it bubbles more, the more the pouring out is going to actually have a far-reaching effect. Do you understand? So the splash, the outpouring will be greater if we focus more on building the momentum. So the interpretation is that we should all as a body focus on the training. I sense greatly that we are going in a training process, every one of us as a house. So give yourself to it. Give yourself to it. It's more like you're building capacity, you're building momentum within. It is actually going to affect how much what will come out will be. That's amen.
Okay. Okay, praise God. To add to what she said, while she was speaking, what I heard was that place in Acts where he says that, and we shall give ourselves to prayer and to the study of the word, and that we would give ourselves to it. There is an outpouring in this place that would break forth for us to do greater things. This is a place where we are equipped to do greater things. Greater things. We are all equipped to do greater things. Praise God. So I will just pray one last time before we go. Thank you, Father. Vigodo shon de balamandas endika redegede vada branda baka sheku te de daka de vede brandes into sho de segede gabalandas regede enka pakate shede vede brigade ragabagada. Our eyes are open. Our eyes are open. We see visions. We dream dreams. In the name of Jesus, our eyes are open. Our eyes are open. As we go home today, we dream dreams. We see visions. Visions are not alien to us. We see them normally. It's our everyday experiences. In the name of Jesus, ekote kapakate jekotam branda balamandes ikete vada bragada bada. By the power of the Holy Ghost, we know things by dreams and visions. We see everywhere, everywhere. Our eyes are open. We know the things that have happened in the past, in the present, and the future. Okote shanda venendes rita pakate shende valabandas. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We are supernaturally equipped in the name of Jesus for dreams and visions, for dreams and visions, and we interpret them correctly in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Bele de kosa, ende kalaba, landa ka, shende de kata pala dayata, re de kalabala don de kele de anamandas, inte keta shada valabande, eya da bababa. As we go home, manifestations, manifestations of power everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. Angelic visitations to every one of us. We dream dreams and we see visions. This week, this night, from this night to Sunday, we see dreams, multiple dreams, revelations, revelatory dreams and visions in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 On Saturday, evangelism. Okay, on Saturday, evangelism by 2 o'clock.